AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolbaugh. The Orioles again denied a night of celebration in the Bronx. Correspondent Tom Merriam reports in New York.
The Yankees once again failed to clinch the American League East title as the Orioles kept their slim hopes alive by holding on for a 9-7 victory. Baltimore jumped out to a 3-0 first-inning lead as the first six Orioles batters each singled off Marcus Stroman. Stroman got the start just hours before the game when scheduled starter Nestor Cortez was placed on the injured list. The Orioles added four more runs in the fourth inning on five more hits off Stroman and reliever Clayton Beter. Aaron Judge blasted his 57th home run, a three-run shot in the ninth to draw the Yanks to within 9-7, but they got no closer and will need at least another day to clinch.
You know, we're playing a great team that's, you know, battled with us all year long, you know, so it's never going to be easy, you know, no matter if the magic number is down to one or if it's five, whatever.
Juan Soto hit his 41st homer and also drove in three runs for the Yanks.
Elsewhere in Major League Baseball, the Phillies clinched a first-round bye and home field advantage in the National League Division Series with a 9-6 win over the Cubs and the Brewers' 2-1 loss to the Pirates. A hurricane is throwing a wrench into one of baseball's postseason races in the NL. AP's Dave Ferry has more.
As if the NL wildcard race needed any more suspense, the remainder of this week's series between the Mets and Braves in Atlanta has been postponed due to heavy rains ahead of Hurricane Helene. The games will be made up as part of a Monday doubleheader, giving the Braves an advantage. The Mets will be returning to Atlanta from Milwaukee, where they play three games this weekend. The Braves host a three-game set with the Royals this weekend. The Diamondbacks are in a virtual tie with the Mets for the second NL wildcard following Arizona's first win in four games, 8-2 versus the Giants. Zach Gallen struck out 11 while holding San Francisco to a run and two hits over six innings, his 14th win of the year. Pavin Smith put the game out of reach with a three-run homer in the eighth. Gabriel Moreno had two RBIs, including a single that put the D-backs ahead to stay in a three-run second. Both the Mets and D-backs are a game ahead of the Braves for the final two wildcard spots. Meanwhile, the Dodgers can clinch the NL West as early as Thursday after a 4-3 victory over the second-place Padres. Shohei Ohtani broke a 3-3 tie with an RBI single in the sixth as L.A. ended San Diego's five-game winning streak. Ohtani also provided a run-scoring double in the fourth and later stole his 56th base.
Just really extremely happy that I was able to, be able to score the runs and the opportunities that I was given almost every single at-bats today.
That's Ohtani through an interpreter. The other late game had the Rangers beating the A's 5-1.
More scores from around the diamond are coming up next. In the American League wildcard race, the Tigers inch closer to clinching a postseason berth. Correspondent Denny Kapp reports.
The Tigers cut their magic number to three with a 7-1 rout of the Rays. Parker Meadows hit a leadoff home run in the first to put the Tigers in front and end an 18-inning scoreless streak by Rays starting pitcher Zach Littell. Detroit got to him early, scoring three times before knocking him out after 4 2/3 innings, with Meadows' long ball setting the tone.
The overall game plan was just to be aggressive. He's got pretty good secondary stuff, so we knew he was going to throw strikes, like you said, and just be aggressive. And I think we executed that as a team tonight.
Spencer Torkelson also homered and hit an RBI double to help the Tigers win for the eighth time in their last nine games and stay two games clear of the Twins for the final American League wild card.
The Royals kept pace with the Tigers with a win of their own over the Nationals. Correspondent Craig Heist has more.
The Royals bullpen threw 6 2/3 scoreless innings to lead the way to a 3-0 win over the Nationals. After starter Michael Lorenzen left the game in the third inning, Daniel Lynch the fourth threw 2 2/3 innings to earn the win and keep the Royals in the wild card chase.
It's just one day at a time, because if we win, you know, that's all that we can control. So I think that's the mindset, is just come in and win today and then show up tomorrow and try to win another one.
The Royals do hold the tiebreaker over Detroit.
The Mariners kept their season alive with a big win over the AL West champion Astros. Here's correspondent Adam Spillane in Houston.
George Kirby allowed one run over six innings in the Mariners' 8-1 win over the Astros. Kirby earned his 14th win, allowing four hits and striking out six for the Mariners, who entered the day 2.5 games back of the American League's final wild card.
It's a must win. Love pitching against the Astros, especially here, so yeah, it was a good day.
Mitch Garver and Julio Rodriguez hit home runs for Seattle, while Justin Turner drove home a pair.
The Twins were 8-3 winners over the Marlins. The Red Sox were eliminated from playoff contention after a 6-1 loss to the Blue Jays. The Guardians earned their 92nd victory, 5-2 over the Reds. The Cardinals down the Rockies by the same score. And the White Sox walked it off in the 10th inning on an Andrew Benintendi RBI single to beat the Angels 4-3 and avoid their record 121st defeat. College football, UNLV quarterback Matthew Sluka has decided to sit out the rest of the undefeated team's season because of a dispute over a $100,000 NIL payment. And in the WNBA, Caitlin Clark and the Fever were swept out of the playoffs in the first round by the Sun with an 87-81 Game 2 defeat. The AP Rookie of the Year had 25 points and 9 assists.
There's a lot for us to, you know, hold our heads high about. You know, this team won, I think, 5 games 2 years ago. So we're a young group, a pretty inexperienced group. But we came together and had a lot of fun playing with one another.
I'm Geffen Kulbaugh, AP Sports.